Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Christmas Day Monday was just another day for thousands of migrants walking through southern Mexico.
Christmas Eve dinner was a sandwich, a bottle of water, and a banana handed out by a local church to some of the people from Honduras and elsewhere in the southern state of Chiapas, which borders Guatemala. They sleep on cardboard or plastic. Their children walking north with them don't understand why they have to do it to get a better life, says Mariela Amaya. She says the governments of Mexico and the U.S. don't understand. Why can't they help us? We need their help, she said. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
On President Biden's order, U.S. forces conducted airstrikes on three separate locations in northern Syria being used by Iran-backed militias. It followed an attack by a kamikaze drone that wounded three U.S. personnel, one of them critically. Donald Trump took to his social media on Christmas Day to launch vulgar attacks on President Biden and independent counsel Jack Smith. This is ABC News. British King Charles delivered his first Christmas address as the British monarch.
Standing beside a Christmas tree in Buckingham Palace, King Charles III reflecting on caregivers in a pre-recorded Christmas message.
Think also of those whose work of caring for others continues, even on this special day. This care and compassion we show to others is one of the themes of the Christmas story.
The king also said caring for the earth is a gift to future generations and reflected on the ongoing wars around the world. Charles officially took the throne last year after the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, London.
Death of a soap star. His family announced the passing of actor Kamar de los Reyes, best known for playing gangbanger turned cop Antonio Vega on One Life to Live. He died Sunday after a brief battle with cancer. Other roles included Batty, Raul Manera Mendez in Call of Duty Black Ops 2 video game. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who called the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will adopt new legislative maps in time for next year's election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. All parties will be allowed to submit new maps to the court, along with expert evidence and supporting arguments. The court will appoint one or more consultants to look at the maps and issue reports. It's the end of the line for one of Wisconsin's most beloved local businesses. Lane's Bakery in Madison closed its doors Sunday. Lane's goes back to 1954. Owner Charles Lane is the grandson of the original owner, and he's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in, but ultimately, we've talked about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and some patchy fog overnight as temperatures hold steady in the middle 40s. Northeast winds gusty. On Tuesday, we'll have rain around. Temperatures will be falling into the upper 30s by the end of the afternoon. Winds will turn to the south. It's 42 at our studios.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair.
And this is Greg Bach.
For As Goes Wisconsin, Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy today's specially curated replays.
Curated, that's a fun word. Thank you for listening and enjoy. And Jane, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Aww.
From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So glad to have you along. Thank you for joining us. Greg Bach. With me in studio, Calvin's on the board. You can always call in or text. Same number, 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. 844-967-2789. Changing things up just a little bit from the last hour. Dan Schaefer was just here recombobulating. Want to lighten things up a little bit and offer congratulations to a woman who released this song 65 years ago, and it has now topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time ever. Congratulations to 78-year-old Brenda Lee, who's rocking around the Christmas tree. Play it, Calvin. Brenda Lee was 13 years old when she recorded this in 1958. It was a moderate hit. It wasn't a huge hit, but it's always been, it's a classic, right? It's one of those classic Christmas songs.
You've heard it everywhere.
Yes, for decades and decades and decades. Brenda Lee tells Billboard, "I'm happy for everyone here that worked so hard to make this happen, because in today's world, everything moves so fast and furious, but my label has come to bat for me." So there's actually, Brenda Lee also just joined TikTok and filmed a new video to honor the song's anniversary by guest appearances by Tanya Tucker and Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, I love those ladies.
And I believe Brenda Lee now has become the oldest artist to ever have a number one hit on the Billboard Top 100.
Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah. And we will embed the video of her. It's, again, she's 78 years old.
Yeah. Still singing, still performing.
Still performing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, well done. Congratulations. Big shout out to Brenda Lee for number one on the Billboard Top 100. Started us talking about favorite classic Christmas songs and favorite newer Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to know yours. What's your favorite classic Christmas song? What's a newer one? Say the last 20 years, that would be newer. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Greg Bach, your favorite classic Christmas song.
Hands down, without a doubt, Oh Holy Night. Like the
choir.
Choir. I've told you, I will cry every time I hear that song. It is just gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
And it's so, like, for a Christmas song, it's just so emotional and beautiful. And yes, it's the one where I'm like, I need a moment.
And I think it's one of those songs, so many Christmas songs, if you can hear them sung by a choir,
mm-hmm.
you will get chills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think for me to get really chilled up, there has to be some vocals. It can't just be an instrumental version, but still it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. It's my favorite. I don't know if it's classical. Like, I don't even know how old the song is.
Oh,
like,
that's pretty. I think that's pretty old.
It's an olden one. Let me check it out.
Because I can remember hearing that in church when I was a kid.
I mean.
So that's going back several hundred years.
I was going to make a joke.
About my age?
No.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to share your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite newer Christmas song, give us a jingle or comment on the live stream.
Jingle.
Give us a call.
Jingle bells.
Jingle. There you go. Doc from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin. How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you. My favorite all time would have to be the Christmas song sung by Nat King Cole.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And then this is a song, Silent Night, but I don't know if it's very new, but you don't get a lot of airplay on this song, but add this to your list, Mr. Bach, that when you hear it, you will tear up. Silent Night, sung by The Temptations.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. I bet that's great.
I will add it to the list. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for chiming in, Doc. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
What about you? What's your favorite classic Christmas song?
My favorite classic Christmas song, it's kind of an odd one.
Mm.
I like Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
There you go. There you go. Get it, you know.
Calvin, can you rack that up?
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
I love this song.
She's so pretty.
Eartha Kitt. I love this song. Yeah. And I know Madonna did a remake of it that was a pretty big hit.
Yeah.
This one is still better. Santa Baby. I'm just saying.
Hey, it's your choice. This is your choice. And by the way,
there's no wrong answer, right?
Joseph McClear got to us on the live stream, as always. The greatest Christmas song of all time is easily Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Even Jesus would agree.
That's quite a statement, Mr. McClear.
Wow, just because you share the same name as a stepdad doesn't mean you get to make, like, assumptions. I found O Holy Night was actually written and released in 1843.
Yeah, I had a feeling was pretty. That goes back quite a ways.
It's an olden.
We're taking your calls and your texts on your favorite old classic Christmas song and your favorite newer Christmas songs. Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. There's a lot of songs I like. There's so many that are so good. There's one that you folks probably haven't heard. It was done by a band leader called Walter Schumann, and he died young, I guess, in the late 50s, I think. But he did a song called Christmas in the Air. I like, Perry Como. He has some great songs. He had an album that was stereo, actually, in 1959, some great, great songs, too, of the old stuff. There's a new one I like, too. It's by a Christian band called Mercy Me, and it's Silent Night. It's kind of a country version. That's a great song, too, if you have a chance to listen to it.
Cool.
All right.
We will add that to our library.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite more contemporary Christmas song.
What's your more favorite? Oh, Calvin, I'm sorry. How about you, buddy? What's on the turntable? At the old homestead.
For our resident young person.
You know, I was going to be a Scrooge and say I didn't really like Christmas music. But looking back to some Christmas songs from the 60s, I did find some I like.
All right.
I like Silver Bells. turns out I'm partial to the Andy Williams composition.
Which is great.
Fantastic.
That's a great one.
American Treasure.
I also like Sleigh Ride. We always played that song when I was in band in middle school, so I like that version. But I also like the version by the Ronettes.
Oh, it's nice.
What, song. What did you play in band?
I played the trumpet.
Oh.
Do you still play, or is it like...
I can maybe play a scale.
Hey, that's more than I can play.
Hey, we're working on the Civic Media band.
Yeah. Oh, I get triangle.
You get triangle. Great. And then Calvin's on the trumpet.
All right. Ron, that's a good one.
Texter from the 541 says, Silent Night is a mood for me. I have various memories associated with it, but generally I prefer Christmas music that's older than Mariah Carey.
All right. We got a text from the 608 saying Bing Crosby's White Christmas. That's from the Madison Plumber.
Oh, nice.
And speaking of Mariah, so there's Christmas. So do we have a caller?
We do. Larry from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Larry. What's your favorite classic Christmas song and your favorite more contemporary one?
Yeah, I guess this would be more contemporary, although I think it is probably 30, 35 years old.
Okay.
Would be, this one just does it for me. I have to play it multiple times for the year. And that's Silent Night off the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album. No vocals. It is just an instrumental, but it just, I don't know, it clicks for me.
No, I get it. I get it.
I bet it's so powerful and right and just so moving, and it just sends chills through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just, if you can find it and play even a snippet of it, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Larry. Really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
If you want to check in on this with your favorite classic Christmas song.
I feel like we have to talk. We can wait till after we can talk about modern Christmas songs.
Yes. I have one that I like really, very, very much.
Yeah.
A texter from the 715 from Stevens Point listening on WFHR. My favorite Christmas song is Senior Santa Claus by Jim Reeves. My favorite album, Christmas with Eddie Arnold.
Oh, Eddie Arnold. If you haven't listened to Eddie Arnold, get Eddie Arnold in your life. He was one of the great, country vocal, like, crooners. He was a crooner type, more of a, he wasn't singing about, like, hard times and my beer. He was, like, singing songs about love and I love you, and you're just a good voice.
Eddie Arnold just never even pops in my head when I think about music.
What does he pop into your head do when you think about, like...
Wasn't Eddie Arnold the guy on Green Acres?
No, that was...
Someone will correct me.
Something Arnold.
Excellent. We've got that narrowed
Arnold,
down.
Arnold Drummond from that TV show.
Sure. Okay. If you want to check in with your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite contemporary Christmas song, we started talking about this off the air because Brenda Lee, at the age of 78, finally has a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Get it, Brenda.
And it got kind of a second life, I want to say. It was in the movie Home Alone.
Yep. Oh, that movie's, that song's been in tons of movies. Yeah, I mean, that's what's been happening past couple of years. These TV shows and movies are revisiting these songs, and they're hitting the charts and revitalizing careers.
And introducing them to...
Younger generation.
Younger generations, yeah, absolutely. We're going to keep this going. Stay with us. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's Christmas time, my dear, and we said no gifts this year. I got one question, if you'd let me. What did you get me? Is it a tie?
No.
An ugly sweater?
Nuh-uh.
Matching pajamas?
No.
So something better?
Uh-huh.
Is it bougie like Gucci?
No.
Man, I thought I had it.
Now, baby, you're looking at it. Come on. Wrap me.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, or if you're in Hayward, listening on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is producing, and you can always join in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
We're talking about Brenda Lee at the age of 78, racking up a number one hit, the Billboard Hot 100 for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And that got us talking about our favorite classic Christmas songs, our favorite newer Christmas songs. That one that Calvin just bumped in with is brand new, and it's actually from Jimmy Fallon,
yeah,
and Meghan Trainor. Fantastic. And it's called Wrap Me Up, and it's really pretty cute.
It's fun. I like that. It's a fun time. We got some texts, too. We got a text from 262, John in West Bend. Combination of classic and contemporary would be God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen / We Three Kings by Bare Naked Ladies.
I love that song, and that is my favorite contemporary.
That's your favorite? Okay.
Yep, that's my favorite.
And then this one I was actually going to mention when caller brought up Mannheim Steamroller from the 262, Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, newer, and then Christmas Canon by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, TSO is pretty great, too.
That is you go to that show, you're just goosebumps from the moment they...
They're in Wisconsin. I'm pretty certain they're in Wisconsin. TSO's in Wisconsin this month.
Yeah, I believe so. If not, they love Wisconsin.
Yeah, they really do. Jim from Appleton also texting in, my favorite classic holiday song is Carol of the Bells. My favorite newish song is Father Christmas by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I do not know that song.
Newish, dude.
Newish.
Was that wrong song written in like 1977? ELP. I love Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but wow, that's probably like a 19 minute song.
Is it really?
Oh, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
They tended to. Yeah, they
prog rock.
Prog. What was it?
Prog rock, like progressive rock, like Rush. Yes.
Really long cuts.
Long cuts, very intricate musicianship. Like you can't just go into your garage and say, let's play that ELP song.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's your favorite classic Christmas song? Your favorite more contemporary Christmas song? Call and or text or leave a message on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. From the 262, my classic would be The Christmas Song from Nat King Cole.
Okay.
That's a good one. Contemporary Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Carol of the Bells, Corny But Good, Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Love that song.
Do we have that, Calvin? No.
We can get it, but trust me, we got plenty of time before Christmas. We can play another time.
That's true.
920 says, the album Socks by J.D. McPherson is my... Oh, I just advertised. That's fine. J.D. McPherson just released a Christmas album called Socks. So if you like Christmas music, check out J.D. McPherson. I don't know this J.D. McPherson. That's a very hard name to say. J.D. McPherson.
All right. Another texture, that cool medley with Sarah and Barnard Lady, and Bare Naked Ladies. It says Barnard Ladies. Three Kings. We have the Bare Naked Ladies, don't we?
God rest you. Every gentleman, let nothing you dismay.
Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort.
I love this song.
Nothing like a Christmas song that says mentions Satan.
Well, they didn't write that. That was the
song. I'm not complaining. I'm a metalhead. I love any songs that invoke Satan.
I think that is such a cool song, and it just makes me happy.
Yeah. We got a live stream comment from Tony Hornung. How about Ragnar the Flat-Nosed Reindeer, novelty? I don't know. Ragnar the Flat-Nosed Reindeer, a novelty tune from the 60s. Otherwise, anything from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO getting TSO. All the love.
Yep, TSO getting lots of love.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Texter from the 608 listening on Mad Radio, WMDX. Stevie Nicks' Silent Night chokes me up.
That's good. I mean,
I didn't realize she had a Christmas album.
I have a feeling nowadays almost every single artist has one, but let's go. Do we have a caller again?
We are just getting Jimmy K.
All right.
Jimmy K is on the line from Madison. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you all?
Excellent. Thank you. What's your favorite classic Christmas song?
I don't really have a favorite classic music song, but it's for the local music fans out there. And Greg, you said you're a metalhead.
I am.
I would suggest checking out the Madison Area Christmas compilation albums that came out about 10 years ago. It's a compilation of about 20 local bands from the Madison area, punk rock Christmas. There's they do covers of some traditionals, but they also have some originals. It's not for the children, though.
Christmas songs, not for kids.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It's Christmas songs with a parental advisory sticker.
Thank you, Jimmy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. What's your contemporary favorite?
None of mine are contemporary, like the Meghan Trainor, Jimmy Fallon song. They're all older.
Okay.
I would say if... I love Paul McCartney, but we've said that one, right? Last Christmas by Wham. And I told you, I was going to tell you a small story before, which is there was a couple that tried to raise money to buy the rights to that song. And they said if they bought the rights, they would never play it again.
Wow.
I was like, that's mean. Turn it off. If you don't like it, you don't punish people. Like, just don't be that way. That's not Christmas spirit. And by the way, they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. All right. Well, Rico, I see you on the line. We're going to have you hang on just for a little bit. We have news coming up, and then we will continue our conversation about Christmas music. This all stems from Brenda Lee at the age of 78, finally hitting a number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree that was released 65 years ago.
Good work, Brenda.
Good work, Brenda. Absolutely. You can check in with us. Call, text, leave a message on the live stream, and stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Christmas Day Monday was just another day for thousands of migrants walking through southern Mexico.
Christmas Eve dinner was a sandwich, a bottle of water, and a banana handed out by a local church to some of the people from Honduras and elsewhere in the southern state of Chiapas, which borders Guatemala. They sleep on cardboard or plastic. Their children walking north with them don't understand why they have to do it to get a better life, says Mariela Amaya. She says the governments of Mexico and the U.S. don't understand. Why can't they help us? We need their help, she says. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
On President Biden's order, U.S. forces conducted airstrikes on three separate locations in northern Syria being used by Iran-backed militias. It followed an attack by a kamikaze drone that wounded three U.S. personnel, one of them critically. Donald Trump took to his social media on Christmas Day to launch vulgar attacks on President Biden and independent counsel Jack Smith. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day were expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Flu season has peaked in February over the past 40 years, but has become less predictable since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and some patchy fog overnight as temperatures hold steady in the middle 40s. Northeast winds gusty. On Tuesday, we'll have rain around. Temperatures will be falling into the upper 30s by the end of the afternoon. Winds will turn to the south. It's 42 at our studios.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
don't want a lot for Christmas.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Dan Schaefer, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. Thank you for listening on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX. And shout out to people in Wisconsin Rapids this morning on WFHR. You can also comment on the live stream if you would like. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Going to switch gears a little bit and talk, according to Wirecutter, the 24 gifts that will last forever or extremely close. And I'd also like to know, what was the best Christmas gift you ever got? One that really sticks out.
Oh, boy.
Over the years. Nothing.
Well,
I know, it was kind of a last minute ask.
Yeah,
but,
right? Like,
I mean, shouldn't there's not one thing that jumps that you remember?
Okay. I'm sorry, but let's go with the phrasing of the statement. You said the greatest. Now you said one thing. What do you want from me, lady? What do you want? You want the greatest, or you want the year that I got Hot Torpedo? Hot Torpedo was a great game as a kid. You put a little disc in a thing and shot disc on the other side. It was amazing. I got it. I was so excited. So excited.
Okay. I'll one that does stand out to me, and this will just sound like millennial nostalgia, I think.
That's
as
fine.
Much as anything.
No judgment.
A Nintendo 64. When I was a kid, getting the Nintendo 64, the new Nintendo 64, and going downstairs and playing Mario Kart on it, that was my jam back in the day.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. Calvin
is ready and waiting.
So I have a couple, and they're all pretty different. The most recent one that stood out to me is going to sound kind of weird, but a cast iron skillet.
Oh, that's great.
It was a good present. I really liked that. It was a surprise. It was a Christmas where I didn't really ask for anything, so my parents were kind of scrambling, and my dad just happened to hear me say it one time and guessed it right that I wanted one.
So what have you done with your cast iron skillet?
All sorts of things, mostly cheeseburgers and grilled cheese, but
nice.
Lots of other stuff too.
Did you properly season it?
Oh yeah, it's my mom's been using it, and she doesn't take care of it the best, so I kind of need to give it another go with the seasoning.
Well, you just forced a conversation now by saying it on radio.
She knows. I talked to her about it on Sunday.
Respect the cast iron skillet. The seasoning of the cast iron skillet, very important. It's like a wok. Right? You never wash your wok.
You never want to wash it.
You never wash it.
Can't put it in the dishwasher.
No, oh, gosh.
There are
no.
memes about this.
There are.
There are memes about putting the cast iron in the dishwasher and ruining
it.
I
don't make people scream.
Yeah.
You're also supposed to not, like, the pizza stone either. You can rinse it off and, like, wipe it, but you're never supposed to, like, wash it with soap and put it in the dishwasher.
You know.
Yeah?
I never put this cast iron in the dishwasher. I would never go that far. But the idea that you can't use soap on it is actually a misconception.
Are we talking cast iron or like a pizza stone?
Pizza stone, I have no idea. A stone, I think you don't want to use soap because it will absorb.
Yeah.
But a cast iron, you can use soap on as long as you put a little oil on it.
Yeah, you want to wash it. Yeah, you still want to wash it. It has to be clean, but can't put it in the dishwasher.
For all your cast iron questions, Calvin is available at 844-967-2789. He is the wizard of cast iron skillets. All right, this Wirecutter article on the 24 gifts that will last forever or extremely closely. The first one is coasters. Classy coasters.
Well, that depends on what they're made of.
Wool felt coasters absorb condensation, don't stick to damp glasses. They come in a pleasing array of colors in sets of four and or six. $40 for coasters.
That's a lot for coasters.
That seems really pricey to me.
But if they're going to last forever?
Well, that's according to Wirecutter.
Well, and these things that could... I'm looking through this list of things that could last forever and having knowledge of my almost three-year-old daughter, who is an expert at breaking things typically, you know, maybe thought of as lasting forever. Could they make it past my two-year-old daughter? That should be the real test of this Wirecutter article. Give it to me and see if they last a month.
Give it to my kid.
Yeah.
Your love for me has to last forever, Father, but these coasters don't.
Well, I would think, too, if you're going to give somebody a thing of coasters, then I want them to know how much they cost. If I'm shelling out for $40, because otherwise they're going to look at you like, you got me a box of four coasters? For Christmas?
Like, if you get your Secret Santas, like, the budget is $40, and somebody comes with coasters, and you'd be like, are you sure?
Are you sure you spent up to $40 on
you
these?
Did you not look at my wish list on Elfster.com? I wouldn't come with them at the price. I wouldn't be that gauche. I would simply go, they're coasters made of, and then you say the materials and what they'll do, when really you're just describing a coaster.
That's one way to sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I would want some. I would like them to recognize that these are highly special.
Call them cruelty free.
Cruelty free coasters. That will work.
Yeah.
Also suggested the Vermont Bowl Company Colonial Hardwood Bowl.
This just sounds like advertisements.
$209.
What?
For an 8-inch bowl.
Get out of my house.
That's a pricey bowl. And they're wood and it looks lovely, but. Don't most bowls last forever?
Well, depending on what they're made of.
I mean, I have bowls that I've had for 30 years.
Are they still good looking or are they still like, okay, then there you go.
I have bowls I inherited from my mother. Those are probably 60 years old.
We have some antique bowls that have been passed down too. And they work fine.
They still function as a bowl.
They still hold food.
They do.
The coasters are the kind of thing you were saying you wanted to tell them how much they were. That's the kind of bowl that the person who gets it tells you how much it is, so they know. Because the only thing they have on it is that it was a $200 bowl. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's still just a bowl, and it looks like every other bowl. But that person would be like, this is a $200 bowl, because it's made of finely harvested koa.
See, this would never happen in the Midwest, because you're in the Midwest, you have to tell people the deal that you got particular gift for.
It was $200.
That you got it for a discount. I got it. It was $200. Yes. I got it on Black Friday for, $45 or something. Yeah.
High five me. Yeah. It's a victory.
Yeah.
Indestructible, well, should last forever. Christmas suggestions from Wirecutter magazine. It's a raincoat. The Helly Hansen Moss raincoat. For $120.
Nope.
Not into the raincoats?
I'm not $120. I'll buy an umbrella or just get wet.
But it's a flattering below the hip length with a pleasing rubberized polyurethane coat.
I want people to see me below the hips. It's flattering enough.
See, I used to live in Seattle, and this would be the type of coat that every single person in Seattle has.
Oh, I believe
but
it.
But here in Wisconsin, maybe not so much.
That gets a little bit rare.
Need a little bit more, little more to it. It's got to be all weather, snow, rain, sleet, sideways rain, freezing rain, slush falling from the sky.
Rain.
You know.
Rain not Wilson.
Like not like the mist in Seattle.
I went to Seattle in December in 2017, and it was 49 degrees out. I was walking around in a hoodie and shorts. Everyone was in parkas.
Yeah. If it snows like an inch there, the city shuts down.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tony checking in on the stream. My dad made me a functional mini brass cannon. It didn't have a fuse that you lit, but a cap that you hit with a hammer. A complete surprise and utterly amazing.
Oh, wow. You really up the ante there, Tony.
That could go wrong in so many different ways.
Do you have all your thumbs and fingers?
Is there a background check you have to pass before you use the cannon?
Not in my America.
Yeah, a functional mini brass cannon. That is really funny.
Yeah.
Going back to this list of the Christmas gifts that should last forever, Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone for $137.
You just made all those words up.
I did not. Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone.
So it's a piece of stone that you put in an oven.
Pretty much.
This is no longer the list of stuff that will last forever. It's incredulous Midwesterners judge a Christmas list from a website. Because everything is like, I got a stone at home. I got a stone in my backyard. I'll put it in the oven. I am paying $100 for it.
There's the Charlie Barron's bit here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the whole idea of Midwesterners denigrate other people's Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
Because we can find it on sale.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Or
people?
My backyard.
844-967-2789 if you want to share the greatest Christmas gift you ever, ever received. Popcorn maker. I thought we were done with popcorn makers. The copper-plated stainless steel Whirly Pop Popcorn Popper, $65 from Amazon. Don't we just make popcorn in a pan?
Or in the microwave.
Right? We need a special magical popcorn popper.
We all have that friend who can't just say no to
The gadget?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, we had this conversation. What was the gadget you wanted?
The Wonder Oven.
The Wonder Oven. And how much was that?
It was $200.
And did you buy it?
I didn't.
Good. You're welcome.
And I looked at it. And I think what really changed my mind was we had a chef from Madison who called in.
Yeah.
And he said, Jane, you're just duplicating functions that your oven and your broiler already do.
I said that before the chef said that.
The chef carried a little more weight. I'm sorry.
And now, you call me thin? Thank you.
But I understand the draw. Understand the draw to these small appliances. And I really, really wanted a Wonder Oven. But as I looked at it more and I measured it and it was much bigger than I thought and takes up a whole lot more space, I'd have to move the air fryer I never use in order to fit in the Wonder Oven that I also likely would not use.
I just used my air fryer today. Or not today, yesterday. Sorry, there's someone walking up to the window and I got distracted.
Oh, with flowers. 844-967-2789. PD is on the line from Florida. Good morning, PD. Thank you for joining the show. What do you want to say?
Hey. Yeah, I had several special gifts from the time I was pretty much like 4 years old on through grade school. My parents would give me a box of junk, and I have home movies of them giving me like a Tonka steam shovel or whatever, and I'd play with it for like a minute, and then I would go to the box of junk, which was great because it taught me how to put things together and use my imagination, use my hands and all that. So that was my favorite thing I looked forward to for a number of years through my grade school. And then when I was about 12, the greatest thing that I got that changed my life, they gave me my first Sears Silvertone guitar, and it was a guitar that was in like a case that had a little amplifier, tube amplifier and speaker inside the case. It was built into the case. Very, very unusual setup. But they gave me my first Silvertone guitar, which appears in one of my videos. I became a professional singer-songwriter, one-man band because of it. And changed my entire life that 1 year.
That is really cool, PD. And I love the box of junk. I think for the right kid, that could be a great gift, right?
Oh, it was, because I turned into, because of that, I really became like a Mr. Fix-It. I mean, I've worked on, there's nothing I haven't done on a car. I mean, I'm not a professional mechanic, but I've rebuilt motors and engines, the transmission, clutch. Nothing I haven't done in a car. I've remodeled houses. I've made all kinds of things, silver, jewelry, briar tobacco pipes. I mean, all kinds of things that I've done in my life that I owe all to going back to this putting together things out of junk.
Yep.
And it would be anything from buttons to magnets to little rubber piece. My dad worked in a rubber factory for a while. Just all kinds of things they would gather up through the year. And I would make things, little sculptures or just things that my mom gave me a big button 1 year and some string. And I made this thing where you put the string through the button and you pull on it with your hands back and forth and it makes the button spin real fast.
Yes.
And just all kinds of really cool stuff, which, you know, kids today would never, I don't think.
Well, just look at how that unlocked your imagination. That's really remarkable. We don't have a lot of time left, PD. How did you find us while you're listening in Florida?
I listened to Talk Left. It has a number of stations on it. So I listened to the one in Madison considerably, quite a bit. I love the station. I went to Madison the year that I went to college in Texas, actually, but went on a road trip and went to Madison to and heard Bob Seger play for the first time in some little joint that was his hometown bar before he was big in Madison, Wisconsin. I've never forgotten that.
That's really cool, PD. Thank you so very much for listening, and thank you so very much for sharing your story. 844-967-2789, the singular greatest Christmas gift or most memorable that you ever received. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, joined in studio by Dan Schaefer and Greg Bach. And Calvin is on the board. You can call in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking about best Christmas gifts. This is from a Wirecutter article on the 24 Christmas gifts that will last forever. And we're just taking your calls as well. What was your favorite Christmas gift that you've gotten over the years? This is a great one. Texter from the 414, my KitchenAid mixer. At first, I was disappointed about getting a kitchen appliance from my husband, but that thing is the best. And actually, that's on this list.
That thing is on wedding lists, anniversary lists.
I got one Christmas. That's what I asked for our wedding.
Yeah.
Every wedding registry, I think, is required by law to have one of those on there.
But it really is the most useful thing.
It's very versatile. And
They're not cheap. They're like $350, $400.
Yeah.
But that's something that is going to last you a really, really, really long time.
I'm still trying to think of a present I got in the past few years that like really made me go, oh my God. I don't know. I just like getting presents, but I never ask for the big present. I think like it's, you know, when you're younger,
taking you to Greece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like when you're younger, you get the big present or the present from Santa. Now if like a lot of the things I ask for, they're very functional. So if I get them, I'm excited. You know, last year, Bridget asked my brother-in-law and my sister for the stuff we need to change our own oil and a lesson on how to change our own oil. And that's what my brother did. He came over with he bought us all this stuff. He came over and he showed us, and now we can change our own oil, which
that saves you quite a bit of money.
Saves us so much money.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. 844-967-2789, your favorite Christmas gift. And I think, too, for a lot of us, it's something that sticks out from childhood.
Yeah, you know, that was my initial thought. It's just like, okay, what's the childhood one? What's the one that I remember that
sent me over the moon?
Yeah.
Texter from the 414, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. A text from the 262 says, my air fryer. It makes all kinds of stuff. I love the wings the best. I was really excited when we got ours, and I used it all the time, and now I bet I haven't used it in 6 months, which is another reason why I talked myself out of the wonder oven.
I noticed that when you say the wonder oven, you always say like the wonder oven.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, that's
like the one that got away.
I know, right?
Great thing too about like my family, we exchange lists, and so like my wife's birthday is in April. So what I do is I look at the list she gives out, and anything that's on her Christmas list that wasn't given to her, I'll usually buy a couple things off of there
because
it's stuff
smart.
She still needs, stuff that'll make her excited. And she's very much, she can be very much entrenched in gift cards. She loves gift cards because then she controls what she gets. But as we all know, it is, you want to be able to, you want to be tangible. Be like, here's a thing. Here's a shirt. Here's a whatever. But
here's a wonder oven.
Just buy the stupid thing. All right. My God. I'm on board now. If he'll get you to shut up about the wonder oven. buy it. I do want to say shout out to Pat Kreitlow. Thank you for the flowers.
Yes, it's Greg's birthday, and Pat sent him a bouquet. It's really, really beautiful. And a texter from the listening on WAUK from the 608. Happy birthday, Greg. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
They already are. I'm surrounded by friends.
Rico from Rock County said, great call from PD, who called from Florida and talked about how he made a pipe. And Rico just wants to know if it was really a tobacco pipe, PD. Or is there something you're not telling us?
Well, in Florida, no.
Texture from the 920 listening on WMDX in Madison. I got a bonsai tree. That's cool.
I got a bonsai Lego set.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also from the 920, tools in a book. And from the 414 listening on WAUK, divorce papers.
Oh, you got served on. Oh,
that changed the tone just slightly.
We did get
just a little bit. I opposite of that, I suppose I should say that the best gift I've ever given during Christmas was I proposed to my wife right before Christmas.
Oh, you did. Gave
the engagement ring there. So that's probably the most memorable Christmas of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Was that engagement there.
We got a live stream comment from Tim McCullough. Happy birthday to my fave Lord Ring to the character Greg Bach. I think he's talking about what I look like, because I look like I could storm a mountain. But also, I guess, you know what? Probably the greatest Christmas present I ever got was the fact that I'm born on December the 12th. Then came Christmas. I was given life. Ha ha! Beat that, everyone in the room.
Okay, then I'm not going to bring up my Snoopy soap dish, which changed my life when I was six.
Really?
I loved that thing so much. We used to get... you guys don't remember Avon. Avon, yeah, calling.
My mother was an Avon lady.
She was an Avon lady. And they would actually come to your house, and they would bring the catalog, and you could look through the catalog. And I wanted that Snoopy soap dish with every fiber of my being, and I got it.
You know what I love is that you think I'm so much younger than you, because you always do that. You won't remember this, and then you'll say something like, you know, I don't know, MASH. I'm like, of course I remember MASH. Remember the Snoopy, the Snoopy snow cone maker? It was like his house, and you put ice in the top of the house.
And it would come out the front?
It would come out the front as like a snow cone. I remember that one. I never got that one.
I never got a Light Bright.
Really?
On my 40th birthday, I got a Light Bright because I had been whining about it for so long.
Like a Wonder Oven?
When I'm 80, I'll ask for ask for the Wonder Oven.
We're all going to get you a Wonder Oven.
Is this turning into the gifts that got away?
The gifts that got away. Not the best.
Is there a gift that got away for you, Dan?
Not that I can think of. No.
Okay.
Also on this list of gifts that will last forever, a Peugeot Paris Ouselect Peppermill for $44. If you have one peppermill, doesn't that last you a lifetime? Don't most peppermills last forever?
I'm not going to lie. I hate this list. I hate this list so much.
It's just not a list that Midwesterners can appreciate it's a lot of overpriced doodads.
Ours would be like a sturdy shovel. Where can you get it? Probably your dad's house. A good coat. Burlington Coat Factory. Come on, don't
pay full price.
Yeah, don't pay full price.
Don't pay full price. The one thing on here on the wire cutter is a good knife. And I will sing the praises of good knives.
Mm-hmm.
It's critically important. All right, news is coming up next, followed by the wonderful Todd Allbaugh Show from noon until 2 p.m. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Thank you, Dan Schaefer, for coming all the way out and joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Calvin, as always, thank you for producing this program, and thank you to all of you for listening. Without you, we got nothing. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can always continue the conversation on social media
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.